You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
News for blind and partially sighted people living in South East London now here on RNIB Connect Radio, and a great opportunity to try a range of VI sports at the South East London Sight Loss Council's Free Live Well Get Active Day, which is at the Sidcup Leisure Centre on Saturday the 25th of October from 12 noon to 5pm. South East London Sight Loss Council member Steve Reed joins me now to tell me more about the Get Active Day. Hi, Steve, and thanks for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hello, Toby, and thanks for the opportunity.
So, firstly, Steve, do tell me a bit about the South East London Sight Loss Council and what you all get up to.
Well, there are about 25 sight loss councils all over the country, and they are all blind and partially sighted volunteers. They're supported by Thomas Pocklington Trust, and what we do is we use our lived experience to help promote positive change and inclusivity in our local areas.
So what's the Free Live Well Get Active Day all about? As I believe there are quite a lot of VI sports for people to have a go at, and the day is also in partnership with Parkwood Leisure and Metro Blind Sports too.
That's right, yeah, it's in partnership with Parkwood Leisure, Metro Blind Sport and Illuminate Freedom. We got them coming along to do some VI Zumba with us. The other sports on offer, we've got VI cricket and VI tennis, and there will be yoga and spin on offer with an optional opportunity to do a VI swim session or gym induction, which will be run by Parkwood Leisure themselves.
Sounds really good, and a great opportunity for people to try a lot of sports, because I think that's sometimes the case. People might sort of, you know, hear about different sports and maybe, I don't know whether that's going to be good for me, but a great opportunity to have a go at all these sports.
Well, the thing is, I mean, I think there are sort of lots of barriers put in place sometimes with accessing sports. And I think what we're looking to do is raise awareness of these sports so that people can get active, get fit and healthy. And some of these sports, the actual adaptations are very, very simple in order to make them more accessible. So, for example, with VI tennis, it's played with a sponge ball that has a bell in it, so we can hear where the ball's coming from and stuff like that. And you're allowed extra bounces and things like that.
I know, Steve, you used to do quite a lot of sport before you started to lose your sight, and you have had a go at a few VI sports, including football, cricket and tennis, but you've settled on VI bowls. So tell me, what do you get out of taking part in a VI sport like bowls?
Well, one of the reasons I took up bowls was I found myself injuring myself with a lot of the contact sports, so I thought bowls is the one for me now, with a less chance of getting injured and stuff. But bowls I find fantastic because there's a lot of good camaraderie around and a lot of fun, because there's a big social aspect to it all as well. And to me, it's one of the most inclusive sports I think there is, because the adaptations are quite simple. We have a string down the middle of the rink, so we always know where the middle is. And there's someone at the other end that calls out where your bowl lands in relation to the jack using the clock face. So I always know where my bowls are in relation to the jack and stuff. And I've even started playing with a sighted club as well. And so that makes me just another member of the team. And it's fantastic.
So that's true integration, isn't it? You know, having taken part in a VI sport and now being involved in your local sort of club as well.
Yeah, it's fantastic in that respect. And they were really welcoming to me as well. And they even said to me about putting the string down, do you normally play with a string and stuff? And I get the string down at every match I play, including when I play other clubs as well.
And of course, the South East London Sight Loss Council's Free Live Well Get Active Day is open to all blind and partially sighted people living in South East London. And of course, the day will be fully accessible and great fun too, won't it?
It will indeed, yeah. It'll be fully accessible to not only South East London, but also North West Kent, as it's in Sidcup. So you're looking at those areas around there. Volunteers there on the day to help guide people around. There should also be meet and greets from the nearest station to get people there. It's only a 5-minute walk from Sidcup Station. There is parking facilities at the leisure centre as well. And it's not only there for the blind and partially sighted people, but also their friends and family to come and support them and have a go with them as well.
Yeah, that's always good. And what would you say to encourage other blind and partially sighted people to join in the Live Well, Get Active Day at Sidcup Leisure Centre on Saturday the 25th of October from 12 noon to 5 p.m?
Well, I would say that research shows that a healthy body and a healthy mind go hand in hand. So I would say come along, give it a go. You might enjoy it, carry on with it. And then you'll get your healthy body, and the healthy mind comes along with that. And also enjoying it, you'll have fun with any of the sports, and you'll meet new people, socialise and stuff. So I think it's a win-win situation, really.
Indeed, indeed. And finally, where can listeners go, Steve, to find out more about the South East London Sight Loss Council's free Live Well, Get Active Day? And do people need to fill in a form to attend the day?
Yes, so if you go to the Sight Loss Council's website, which is sightlosscouncils.org.uk, and then search for the South East London Live Well Get Active Day event page, there's a lot more details about what's on offer and stuff, and there's also a link to book your place, and there is a very, very small form to fill out on there as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. Well, thank you very much indeed, Steve, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the South East London Sight Loss Council's free Live Well, Get Active Day.
Thank you, Toby.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.